Deus in adiutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto,
sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
With grateful hymns we sing your praise, O Martha, Mary, Lazarus, who merited to welcome Christ so often to your gracious home. O Martha, with attentive care, preoccupied with many things, spurred on by zeal and sweetest love, you entertained so great a guest. And as with joy you fed the Lord, your sister and your brother both were eager to receive the food of grace and life from his own hand. When he was set to tread the path that leads to death, you served him still. Your sister offered spice and nard, and you your final meal with him. How blessed are you who host the Lord, inspire our hearts to burn with love, that they may ever be for him a place of friendship and a home. All glory to the three in one, and may they grant to us at length that we may enter heaven's home to sing with you eternal praise. Amen. Exaudiat te Dominus in die tribulationis. May the Lord answer in time of trial. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May he send you help from his shrine, and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings, and receive your sacrifice with favor. May he give you your heart's desire, and fulfill every one of your plans. May we ring out our joy at your victory, and rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your prayers. I am sure now that the Lord will give victory to his anointed, will reply from his holy heaven with the mighty victory of his hand. Some trust in chariots or horses, but we in the name of the Lord. They will collapse and fall, but we shall hold and stand firm. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Exaudiat te Dominus in die tribulationis. Cantabimus et salemus virtutes tuas, Domine. O Lord, your strength gives joy to the king. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips. You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age. Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence. The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High, he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Cantabimus et salemus virtutes tuas, Domine. Dignus est, Domine, Deus noster, accipere gloriam et honorem. O Lord, our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dignus est, Domine, Deus noster, accipere gloriam et honorem. We know that God makes all things work for the good of those who have been called according to his decree. Those whom he foreknew, he predestined to share the image of his Son, so the Son might be the firstborn among many brothers. Those he predestined, he likewise called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. Just is the Lord, in justice he delights. Just is the Lord, in justice he delights. He looks with favor on the upright, in justice he delights. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Just is the Lord, in justice he delights. Jesus loved Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et caenem ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae osa progenie in progenies, dimensibus eum. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordi sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in annes, Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini ejus in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Jesus loved Martha and Mary, and their brother Lazarus. Let us pray to the Father, the source of all holiness, and ask him to lead us to holiness of life through the example and intercession of his saints. May we be holy as you are holy. Holy Father, you want us to be called your sons and truly to be such. Grant that your holy church may proclaim you throughout the world. May we be holy as you are holy. Holy Father, you want us to walk worthily and please you in all we do. Let us abound in doing good works. May we be holy as you are holy. Holy Father, you have reconciled us to yourself through Christ. Preserve us in your name so that all may be one. May we be holy as you are holy. Holy Father, you have called us to a heavenly banquet. Through the bread that came down from heaven, make us worthy to grow in perfect love. May we be holy as you are holy. Holy Father, forgive the offenses of every sinner. Let the dead perceive the light of your countenance. May we be holy as you are holy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, whose Son called Lazarus back to life from the grave, and was pleased to be a guest in the home of Martha, grant us, we pray, that faithfully serving him and our brothers and sisters, we with Mary may be found worthy to be nourished by the contemplation of his word, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.